In Genesis chapter 14, we find a very inspiring example from our father Abraham. The Bible teaches that Abraham is the father of all who believe, so we can in full confidence and faith, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can call Abraham our father. And so in Genesis chapter 14, we have a very inspiring passage here, an example of Abraham's faith. I'll read verse 18 to 23 here today. And this is after the kings had captured Sodom and Gomorrah, had taken away Lot captive as well. Abraham had pursued them with his servants and several of his allies, came upon them by night, defeated them, and pursued them, chased them away, had brought back all the goods as well as the people, all the captives that these kings had taken. And then, so right after that, in verse 18 of Genesis 14, says, "Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said," so he blessed Abram, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand," and he gave him a tithe of all. Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the persons, and take the goods for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing, from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich." So, first here we have Melchizedek being blessing Abram and then giving him the example of calling God the possessor of heaven and earth. So that right after that, Abram turns around and says to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, repeating the same words that Melchizedek had said to him. And it's a wonderful example of Abram here of being content in and finding fulfillment in what God has given him. Calling the Lord, God Most High, and the possessor of heaven and earth with understanding that God possesses everything in heaven and on earth. And whatever God has chosen to give to his care and keeping and stewardship, to be content with that and not feeling the need to grab onto whatever possessions he can get, or and to have that greed, that covetousness, just a contentment and state of being satisfied with what the Lord has provided for him, so that he felt no need for goods from the king of Sodom, even though he might legally have been entitled to all these goods. He felt no need of it, and he had no desire to become rich off the city of Sodom, that wicked city. Not only did he not have a desire for that, he desired that they not make him rich, or that they would not have any reason to say that Abraham owes his success to them. but that he is solely dependent upon the mercies and the providence of the Lord God, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. I think that's a wonderful example for us to follow today, to be content and find fulfillment in what the Lord has provided for us, and not pursue and have and covet after the things that our neighbors have. And that's my encouragement for today, and may the Lord bless and encourage you as well, and may his word be exalted, his name be exalted. Amen.